Welcome. I don't have an intro.
Shannon, I'm carrying iced tea.
I don't have
an
intro.
That was a great start.
This
was a great start.
This is Podzilla After Dark right here on the channel for the White Hoods. No.
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 The White.
No.
The White Hats. Maybe? Still. All right, for the White. No, I got nothing. This is Podzilla After Dark on Podzilla 1985. My name is, I'd rather not say. Here with me tonight, we've got the co-owner of Podzilla, Jesse Gimble.
His name is Shannon.
Ah.
Young.
So
he lives at.
Oh, you didn't have to say the whole address. I started playing MLB The Show, and you create your own character in Road to the Show. And what I didn't realize is that every time I would do anything, the game would announce me, and it's my name. So every 5 seconds I have to hear, you know, I'm Shannon Young, and I hate my name. So I'm going to have to change my name to Raul Mendoza.
Mendoza.
Mendoza!
Also with us tonight, Lindsay.
So in the process of looking for a picture of one of the flowers I like, I have come across an article that says how to grow and care for dog vomit slime mold.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, have you never
this
seen
is
those?
A thing?
Oh, no. Yeah,
so
it sure is.
Looking.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah,
from
put some
the,
mulch
the,
down
from,
and
from
just
the
wait
thumbnail,
on it to happen.
It's so gross. It's like bright mm-hmm. yellow. And I'm like, mm-hmm. wow, this is a thing? Who decided to yep. call this dog vomit slime mold?
Oh, ironically enough, Shelby.
Hello.
And a double H.
He didn't say my name. That's good. Notice
his
that
name
Jesse's name was the only full name that he gave.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Lindsay Wolfgang. Shelby
yes.
Jackson.
Soon to be Jesse Jackson. Wait, no. No.
You know, Jesse, I know you're not super fond of your last name anyway. You guys could get just real fun with it. I mean, nothing says she has to take your name.
You could
do it the other way around.
Yeah.
True. I mean, like, I have talked about before changing my last name to Ferris.
No, I think you should keep Jackson. Then I could tell.
I like Jesse
yeah,
Jackson.
Yeah, then I could be like, tonight on the show, Jesse Jackson will be here.
And then you can follow Shannon's footsteps and get, what is it, the anointed or whatever the term is, so that you can, like, do.
Reverend.
You know, oh, you've already done that, haven't you?
You could be the Reverend Jesse
you
Jackson.
Already, yeah, you can yeah, already do that, can't you?
I am, in fact, a reverend.
So he would be the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Why have we never mentioned on the show that this show is owned by two reverends?
That's because well, it's only recently been the case.
Oh, no, I've been ordained since 2013.
He just hasn't done
anything. I never
anything.
Did anything with yeah. it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been ordained since, I think, like 2010, 2011.
with two church guys.
What was that DX sign? It was two...
No!
Two church guys and something. I don't remember. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Laugh Zone. Tonight, we're going to take you on a...
You say these things with a straight face.
Or take you on a spiritual journey. And I recorded a new episode of what is that show? I do.
No Turning Back.
There it is. But I'm not going to air it. Because
what?
This is the second one that I've recorded I'm not going to air. So I'll tell you what I talked about on this. And I'm going to move my microphone. I didn't realize my mic was so close. Have you guys heard of the libs of new libs of... What was it? The libs of TikTok, I think is what it is. Have you heard about this?
No.
Is that Kev?
It is a hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. It is a Twitter account by an anonymous user that posts and reposts videos of TikTok of teachers. Majority of them are teachers who are pro LGBTQ+, and they post them and they post their personal info in the hopes of getting them doxxed and fired and harassed by the online right community, right?
Wow.
Insanely popular. Insanely popular Twitter account. Well, it takes a
also
twist.
Also extremely illegal.
Well, yeah. it takes a twist because not only is this Twitter account insanely popular, it's been championed by people like Joe Rogan, said it's the best thing on the internet. Not surprising. Of course, all of the MAGA people. Well, last week they started to figure out who the anonymous person was behind it. And when they tracked it down, a reporter put out an expose about it, naming the person and revealing who the person behind the account was. And now everyone's up in arms saying, you can't do that. That's a dangerous precedent. You can't reveal this personal information.
It's almost like Jesse, you remember that time that you asked me what the definition of irony was? And I said
that.
So I did a show about that today, and I said the same thing. Obviously, I think we're all on the same page with this. But as I recorded and I finished it, I thought, because the other part of the show, it was like a two-part show. That was the second part. And the first part was I finally got to talk about Chris Rock. And the basic point of that was being, you know, you can't attack people for saying things that, you know, a joke. You can't attack people physically because someone told a bad joke. You know, it sets a dangerous precedent that you can attack people whenever you don't like what they say. But then after I finished the show, I thought to myself, well, I've basically set myself up for two things. One, someone's going to attack me. And two, someone's going to like dig into my own like history and somehow come up with things that I probably don't want them to see, like stupid things I've said. And I thought, I really don't want to open that can of worms, so I'm just not going to do it. But now that I've said it now, I've done the same thing, so I might as well release it.
But you didn't go into detail.
I have enemies, Lindsay.
Lindsay
don't we
said,
all?
Like, it's just a little airborne. It's still good. It's still good.
It's still good. I've recently... I keep seeing it commented everywhere, but I never actually visited it. r/bye-bye-job. Have you guys ever been here before?
No, but I like the name.
No, but yeah, there it is.
So it is a truly spectacular and fun, like, justice porn subreddit. Where basically these motherfuckers will go into like restaurants and like retail stores, or they'll post shit online that's usually like truly hateful, heinous shit. Or they'll go in and they'll say like some racist ass shit, like, and they'll get caught on camera doing it. So then it'll go up on camera, and then the companies that they work for will see it, and they're like, "Ooh, gonna have to let you go on that one, chief."
Yeah.
And so it's always like all these posts. It's kind of like the Herman Cain Award subreddit, the less sad, because, you know, people aren't dying. They're just losing their jobs because they're shitty people.
I think that is absolutely fair. If you say something stupid out loud, you're not. What's the old saying? You have freedom of speech, but you don't have freedom from the repercussions of what
you
happens
have.
Consequences. Yeah.
You have freedom of speech means that the government will not step in on what you have to say.
Does it?
Your job, your employer, this private company that it pays you a salary, if they no longer want to associate with you because of the things you say and the things you've done, that is their right.
Absolutely.
As a private entity
now,
in the United States.
Now, Jesse, what if someone attacked that person physically for what they said? Would that be okay?
It's still assault.
Okay. So Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith was wrong, correct?
Yes, I do think that Will Smith was in the wrong on that one.
What about
counterpoint though? Will Smith did nothing wrong.
What about, see here, and this was part of the argument I made on the show earlier, and I deleted the entire section out of it. I'm like, no, I'm not going to say this because this is just going to get me in trouble. But I've had some wine, so I'll say it now. What about when Richard Spencer got punched for what he said? And everyone was like, good on him. Punch him. Punch that Nazi in his face.
Don't get me wrong. I love the idea of, like, punch your local Nazi, you know?
Right.
But, you know, from a literal fundamental standpoint, no, it's wrong to punch people. Like, it's wrong to hit people. Yeah, it's not the right thing to do. Now, did I... How do I put this?
Did you shed a tear? Did I cry over about it? I shed a tear for the Snapsy? Did I lose any sleep?
Am I gonna call the cops? No, it already happened, man. Like, see, don't worry about it.
And that's what I was. That's the point I was.
Damn, that's crazy.
The point I was trying to make on the other show was that when someone is objectively wrong, like a Nazi, it feels like it should be okay to punch them in the face, because there are some things that are subjective and there are other things that are objectively wrong. And being a Nazi is objectively wrong, but it's still not right to hit him.
The problem is I hate to channel my inner George Costanza here, but we live in a society, right? I mean, we have to observe some level of, you know,
civil discourse,
not taking the law into our own hands. And understanding that, like, no matter how much I disagree with you, that's not the way to resolve the issue.
Agreed.
At the same time, too, I think it's also important that, like, this is going to sound real hypocritical given what we're doing right now, but like, I don't have to make a statement about everything. That's the other thing, too. People feel like, you know, what are people going to think if I don't say something about it? Not a damn thing. Okay. Social media has convinced you that you have to take a stance and a stand on every single thing. And my God, believe me, if anybody knows it, it's me. I spent over a decade in a career that regularly encouraged me to share my opinions, thoughts, and everything that was going on in my life and every social media platform available to me. It was awful. If there's one thing that I will outright say I hated about working in, like, media, not just radio, but just media in general, it was that. And if there's one thing that has been great about not doing that anymore, it's that, and you guys can attest to this, I have scaled it back to almost nothing, and it's so nice.
You save all of your opinions feel like for this show, for these shows.
More or less. Yeah. I mean, yeah, same. Really. And even then, I don't do a whole lot of this type of stuff unless we're, you know, doing this on Thursday. But like,
right. And
that, and to be fair, not to say it, but my, you know, my new workplace where I have a lot of people who actively look to me for, like, hey, how do you feel about this? I need an outside opinion because I don't get that regularly, you know, when I'm not here. And I'm glad to share it there, but always with the caveat of, like, that's just how I think, you know.
Yeah.
It's not an unsolicited opinion. You came to me for it, so I'll give it to you. I'm also not saying I'm right. It's just the way I feel about
it. See, that's what I mean by the objective thing. Like, whether you think Chris Rock or what Will Smith did is right or wrong because he was defending his wife, et cetera, there's an argument to be made there. I feel like there's less of an argument to be made when it's a neo-Nazi spouting, you know, racist shit. But at the same time, the just part of me still thinks that it's not right. Like, you don't hit the dude for it. Like, you don't attack someone for what they say to you, because that also sets a dangerous precedent of just because you disagree with someone's views, you can now punch them in the face. And even though punching Richard Spencer was okay because everybody's like, well, fuck him, he's a Nazi, what happens if it was the woman that was at the Donald Trump rally protesting? If one of the MAGA people just slugged her in the face and they beat her down? Yeah, they're still wrong, obviously, but to them, she's as bad as Richard Spencer. It's all how you view it, you know?
Evil is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
But what you end up having, like, there's actually, Shane, have you ever read about the paradox of, son of a bitch. What? This is a very simple word that I can't think of right now.
While you're thinking of that,
all the time.
All I can think of is Jesse turning to me in a theater and saying, "Have you ever heard the tale of Darth Plagueis?
The paradox, the wise."
Yes.
It's not one the Jedi would tell you,
Jen. Paradox of tolerance and intolerance.
Obviously, I have, but explain it to Lindsay.
So Lindsay,
yes, explain it to me.
So basically the idea is that if you tolerate everything, that means you have to tolerate the intolerant. The longer the intolerant are tolerated, the more intolerant people, like, the more intolerance takes over.
I get that.
And so now you've lost tolerance. Like, it's a paradox. You cannot tolerate the intolerant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't tolerate stupid.
So it's the thing with, like, Nazism, because, like, you know, we try to come at it from, like, a peaceful angle. Like, you know, we may disagree with them, but we have to accept that, you know, that's their opinion and everything else. But, like, that's where that paradox comes in. Like, can you actually afford to tolerate Nazism.
Yeah, because then it creates more Nazis and it creates a dangerous scenario. But
and now you've got the January 6th insurrection.
Right. Well, my thing is always, like, instead of violence, you teach. You know, I follow the Martin Luther King, you know, ideas of you teach your enemies, you talk to them, you use peaceful, you know, discord, and you try to correct people when they are, you know, wrong. But as we have seen with January 6th and with the Trump era specifically, like, some people you can't, man. They're so deeply in the Kool-Aid, you can't change their mind.
Well, because that's the problem. Like, the internet has created the most intense echo chambers in history.
Yeah.
Like, you can, because, like, used to, you know, like, you would have this crazy, dumbass fucking thought, and then you would try to tell people around you, and they would tell you, like, listen, that's crazy and you're a dumbass.
And then you wouldn't say it. You wouldn't say it out loud anymore.
And then you would think on it, you're like, all right, well, you know, if everybody around me has told me this, then maybe they're right. But thanks to the fucking internet, they can then go to the internet and, like, ha, I was right. There's a whole community of people that think like me.
And it's called Reddit. There
are literally dozens of us.
And so what happens is, like, this shit kind of, like, grows and festers and, like, becomes this thing. And, like, it doesn't help that you have, you know, the media playing into it, because that means they get ratings, like, on both sides of it. Like, they exacerbate every bad thing that's happening on both sides.
Yeah, because it's popular.
And it's just, right, and then it further creates, like, this tribalism thing, and then you have the hero complex stuff going with it, where, you know, everybody is the hero of their own story. Like what you were talking about earlier, like beating the shit out of the liberal woman at the MAGA rally. Like, you know, in all of their minds, they're the heroes, and this is some evil scumbag.
She's Richard Spencer. Yeah.
Yeah, she's Richard Spencer to them. And because they're delusional.
And
but
the internet has also created this false sense of security for people to say stupid shit, because there is anonymity. And anonymity is their best friend, which is going back to this person. She's a realtor out of Brooklyn. And they just released all of her info, and now the fear is that she's going to get doxxed, she's going to get harassed, which, like you said, the irony being that's exactly what she was doing to innocent people who she just disagreed with. So she doesn't have a fucking leg to stand on, and I personally hope that she suffers. But that's rude.
Right, like, I'm not calling for, you know, people to fuck up her life, and I, of course, wish no harm on this, physical harm on this woman. But, you know, if she were to never be able to sell a house again.
Oh, she doesn't have to. No, she doesn't have to, because she makes enough money off of the Twitter page and branding and shit like that. But yeah, she's made. That's the sad part of it. But anyway, that's all negative stuff.
I'm not going to lose any sleep over her getting harassed.
I'm not going to lose any sleep over that. But can I tell you what I am going to lose sleep over?
What you got, buddy?
Godzilla's coming to Call of Duty.
I will
play Warzone. I was talking to Billy Hills earlier, and he was like, you're gonna play with me, right? I'm like, you know what, I am. I don't care how insufferable it is. I will jump in there, and I will explore the Godzilla world with him. Because, I mean, it's a limited time event. I don't want to miss out on it. So I'm reinstalling Warzone. Fuck it. I'll go all in. Doesn't matter. Also, I think they are gonna put stuff in there for the regular game. Because they had, it was called a Tracer Pack. And it was like a Godzilla-inspired suit and shit. I don't think they have stuff like that in Warzone specifically. I think that is something you get in the base game and kind of carries over. So I'm hoping they had a Kong. Actually, they had a Kong, a Godzilla, and a Mechagodzilla-influenced suit. And the Godzilla suit looked badass. So I hope they put that in the regular game at least. At least.
Yeah, I mean, I'll jump back into Vanguard. I mean, I'm like Jesse. I had it digitally. I actually installed it a couple of days ago just in anticipation of this stuff, but I'm just, Warzone is a bridge too far for me, man. I can't.
I get that.
I played Fortnite. It sucked. I didn't have fun.
I'm hoping that this is at least a little bit better, because it is Call of Duty, but I haven't played Warzone in forever. Maybe they've changed it. I don't know.
I don't think we ever got into it. I don't know that I've ever actually played it, because we tried to get it to run and it didn't work for some reason, and then, you know, Kaz can't play the game, right?
No. Well, I know I and Stadia founder Asa Gray played it back in the day.
Because, yeah, I mean, Asa got into the Battle Royale games. That is not an enjoyable format for me. I understand that I'm in the minority, It's fine.
Not in this group.
There are games for me. People can enjoy that. It's not.
Hey,
that's not for me.
Hey,
Shannon, Jesse. you and I played Fortnite
one time
with one. Well, like for a few hours, a series of times, we played like 4 or 5, 6 matches with Tanner, and we both went, All right, well, that's enough of that.
This is a miserable experience.
Yes.
That's exactly what it was me and Kevin a long time ago. We, because, you know, PUBG, this was when PUBG was super popular. And then Fortnite was like, hey, we technically own everything that's in PUBG, so we're going to put it in this game and make it completely free.
And we're going to put a shitty building mechanic in it, which they have taken out now.
I was about to say they have an option.
Yeah,
now
but I, to take it's it out. Coming back. I was going to hear. Yeah.
Well, no,
yeah,
no. It's
apparently you can choose whether or not you want to have it.
Yeah, there's two versions. Yeah, but the problem with it is that even without the building mechanic, you still have to play with Fortnite's awful shooting mechanic. That's also a problem.
And with Fortnite's awful clientele.
And you have to play with people that play Fortnite. 12-year-olds.
Yeah, that.
Me and Kevin played it one night. Kyrgyz. Like we played probably like 3 or 4 matches, and it was just not enjoyable. Like we spent a lot of our time just like running around together trying to like find shit.
Yes.
And then like there was 2 matches where like we ran around for what had to have been like 20 minutes. And so we survived for a while, but like we only found like I think I found a half shitty assault rifle, and Kevin found a pistol somewhere, and then like we just got Kevin got dropped by this motherfucker from like half the map away with this super rare incredible fucking sniper rifle that he picked up.
Yeah,
and it's just
just hear the string of obscenities coming out of Kevin's mouth.
But if you thought Fortnite was cool because it's got all the Marvel characters, it's basically the Smash Brothers of shooting games. It really is. I'd say what it doesn't have, in Fortnite, you can't play as Frank the Bunny, team up with Snoop Doggy Dogg, and go up against Godzilla.
You
can't do that in Call of Duty either.
you could do it in Warzone, though. And that is a subsidiary of Call of Duty.
Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because Frank the Bunny was in Black Ops, and those other two were in Vanguard. Snoop Dogg, by the way, in Vanguard, while we're on the subject, can we just, for a split second,
riff?
The man comes with, and I'm not kidding you, this is what it's described as, green weed tracers for his guns. smoke dismemberment. So yeah, if he kills you, like he dismembers you and it like smokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Shannon, what are some of his weapons? One of them, I believe, is the Shiznit.
It's the Shiznit.
That's one of the blueprints for one of his guns. His finishing move is called the Finishizzler. What is it? Finishizzle Moveizzle.
Yeah. Remember,
he has an MVP highlight where he like traps the guy's gun, tokes up, and then offers the guy a hit. And that's the that's what happened.
Do you remember when Vanguard came out and we were sad because we're like, we're so used to Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War where it's this 80s craziness and you got Frank the Bunny, you got Rambo, John McClane. Oh, they're going to a more serious tone with Vanguard. That lasted about 5 months. And now
Snoop Dogg won the war?
I mean, say let's be fair.
Do they remember when Snoop Dogg rapped? Like, is any of his personality about being a rapper anymore? Or like baking chocolate cakes with Martha Stewart? Because it appears to be exclusively about weed now.
Yeah, for shizzle.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't get it.
Yeah, that's all he does. Well, I mean, he rapped at the Super Bowl.
And yet, I'm completely okay. Yeah. I've given up on Vanguard being a serious World War II shooter. Let's just go. How crazy can we get? Put Captain America in there. Put Snoop Dogg in there. Let's go nuts, man.
I never wanted it to be super serious anyway, because I said this before we got into it. I was not hyped about World War II anyway, but we had come off of 8 months of Black Ops. Like, we played Black Ops pretty much about 8 months straight.
Yes.
Damn near every day.
It's what brought us all together.
To another game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so by the time Vanguard was coming around, I went, yeah, okay. I mean, you know, we'll give it a shot. I'm not super hyped about World War II, but why not? You know, we'll see what happens. And it was just okay. It was okay at best. and frustrating at worst.
See, part of me,
so yeah, I'm like you. At this point, just fuck go me nuts, up, man. Just give me everything.
Part of me wonders how much of Vanguard, how much we didn't like Vanguard was partially based, and not all the way, obviously. It definitely has its problems. But when you come from a game like Cold War that had a year plus of updates and you know, content, and then we go, you basically start over again with Vanguard. We were disappointed.
I mean, shit. That's how I felt with Modern Warfare going to Cold War, because like you guys had quit out of. I mean, Hunter never got into Modern Warfare.
He never did it.
But like me and Kevin played Modern Warfare just as long as like we were playing Modern Warfare up to Cold War, because like that's, you know, that was just the next game. So we jumped over into Cold War with you guys, and then Kevin bounced out because like maybe he had the same problem going into it that like I did going into Vanguard. Like it was just, it was too different.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, I just did not enjoy.
And lacking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed the gunplay a lot more in Cold War. Like I thought it was more fun.
Agreed.
Vanguard just.
Agreed. But I want to go back.
I don't know.
I want to give it another try. I really do. I want to see how they've updated it. I want to see how it feels. I played a match the other day and I had fun. Like I legitimately had fun. And I remembered like, oh, I forgot how much I enjoy playing Call of Duty games occasionally. It's just that quick, you know, you get that. What is it called? Neosporin? Testosterone? Adrenaline. There it is.
Serotonin? I don't know.
Serotonin's
the happy drug.
That's yeah. Probably yeah, that's the happy chemical your brain makes.
Yeah.
But what I really want to know, and I can tell I haven't drank for a while because this wine is making me feel very loopy. What I really want to know is, I know Jesse 100% at Elden Ring. What I want to know is, where are we standing on Shelby? Shelby, how far are you into Elden Ring?
Not very far.
She beat the piss out of Margit.
Well, Margit's a bitch. Like, I hate him.
Yeah, he's a bitch. Like, I remember having so much fucking, like, our whole group, as far as I'm aware, had a lot of trouble with Margit.
I truly respect Margit for it, because, like, I can't say many video games that, like, the first boss completely fucks your world up. Like, God bless you, Elden
Ring. It's not even like. Because, yeah, like, fucking, like, all the FromSoft games, like, they've got that first boss that fucks you up.
Yeah.
And,
but
like,
they're
supposed
to
fuck you up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's supposed to. And then, like, it's got that world boss, apparently, like, the Golden Knight, or the Tree Sentinel, rather. The Tree Sentinel's apparently, that's a common thing in FromSoft 2. You fight that dude, you're going to get your ass kicked, and he's always right outside the entrance.
He's optional, yeah.
But he's an optional guy. But, yeah, the first boss just, like, fucking obliterates you, unless you're Shelby. She knocked him out on, like, the third attempt.
Or your Kaz, and you couldn't get Margit didn't load, so he couldn't figure out what he was supposed to do. I'm joking.
I mean, like, with the luck that Kaz has in a lot of these games, it wouldn't have surprised me if that was accurate.
Kaz
he bought the wrong edition.
He got the market free edition. He couldn't advance. Kaz is the only person.
Well,
that
menu didn't explain.
He's the only one among us that has a Steam Deck. Until today.
Yeah.
Oh, did you end up going through with it?
I did.
Oh, yeah?
I bought my Steam Deck.
Yeah, because my tax return came in.
To be fair, I already had money put back for it. It was fine.
I know.
You're going to hurt somebody with that pen, by the way.
The room keeps tilting.
You hit me.
The room keeps tilting, and I don't know why.
His monitor is terrifying.
Vibes.
His monitor is absolutely terrifying.
It's
how much
David
of that
Letterman.
Wine have you drank?
So I thought I poured a glass. I poured almost half the bottle.
What?
But I forgot what it was like to feel happy. So Shelby, you and I need to have a wine night at one point. It just needs to happen.
How about
Friday? Yeah.
Hey, I have a suggestion.
All right, we can't waste too much time on here, because when we get done out of here, we got to go pull some heist with Bob. He's going to grab some cocaine, and Steven's going to welcome us to the cum zone. So, with that said, Lindsay, it was a mistake to come here, but tell us what is the topic?
Well, before we do that, I was going to say we should wish Zane a happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's
go to Zane Laney.
Because it is Mr. Zane Laney's birthday today.
I did remember to post on his wall this year, at least, so I broke the curse.
I did as well. but as far as our top five topic tonight,
yeah,
It is our top five favorite plants, because tomorrow is Earth Day, and I wanted to do something different than what we usually do.
And yesterday was 420, so plants are definitely also in the news.
Real quick, what do we usually do for Earth Day?
No, I just meant in general, like, what we do top five lists on.
Wanted to spice up Earth Day a little bit. It's gone unnoticed for too long.
We're going to have some plant appreciation, okay?
I work at a place that has a lot of plant appreciation. I don't need to appreciate plants.
Plant depreciation?
The plants depreciate.
Are they going down in value? The moment they leave the parking lot, that's
half the price.
All right, from now on, as a rule, do not let me lower my head in shame, because when I lift my head, it's very dizzy. All right, so
while you're getting this set up, I'm going to head over to the group chat and rename somebody to Plant Depreciation.
Bob?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Hunter, can you please read off the names in the group chat for us real quick?
What are you guys currently at?
Some of them, yes. So Ace Gray is Distempered Raccoon. Cody Sandusky is Groupa Troopas. That's from PZ85 Plays.
That was a good one.
I am currently Objectively Perfect Mario.
God damn it.
It's an Objectively Perfect Mario.
Isn't he green, though? Isn't that Luigi?
You don't have to lie to him.
Bob is Plant Depreciation. Jesse is Illuminated Snake Person. Kaz's might be my favorite because his name is Aloha Herp Cheese. Shannon is Woo-Wan Nisha.
God damn it. God damn it.
I'm not reading Stevens, but you just said he was taking us there.
Is it Welcome to the Cum Zone? I'll just throw that out
there. It's the latter part of that, but yeah, okay. Tanner is Glebs. And Zach Kurgis is the Lost Busey. I just don't know.
So can anybody tell me the story of the Illuminated Snake Person?
I don't know if I know this
one. I feel like that was a Wonderlands thing. I'm almost positive it was a night that you weren't on. And I think it was just me and Steven were doing something. And he was running me through some area where they had like, what do they call it in D&D? Like Wantee type characters, Yuan-Ti, whatever. They were like that, like half snake, half... And he was like, we gotta go over here to this... they got one illuminated snake person. And I went, well...
I could see
don't
that.
Don't run over there either, Steven.
So I was also thinking Elden Ring, because you got those weird, like, snake people with the extra-nomadic bodies.
Yeah, I don't like them.
I don't think it was that. No, me neither. It might have been, but I don't think so.
Those things are evil. Those things are evil by nature.
Those things are off-putting. Like, I don't know. There's so many off-putting monsters in Elden Ring.
This is going to be
a reason for Kaz's, by the way, because Asa found that meme of the, you know, a new thing to say when you leave the room. It's somebody's little Ziploc bags, but they're called Stay Fresh Cheese Bags. So you say Stay Fresh Cheese Bags when you leave the room. And I forget what the one I'd say. What up, Herp Dogs? When you leave the room, Stay Fresh Cheese Bags. And Asa goes, we'll just combine it together. Aloha, Herp Cheese. And I went, okay, well... Hang on.
And then you tell them, have a great war.
I love that picture.
Hey.
The dude with the cigarette just dangling out of his mouth.
It's going to be a great year for Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
All right. Shredder's Revenge coming out this summer.
The Cowabunga collection. Oh, I'm so excited.
It'll make you radical in your pants.
Tubular, dude. I'm excited. All right, let's get to the plants of the year, starting with...
I'm so excited I wet my plants.
I brought myself to the cum zone. All right, we're going to start with Jesse Kimball. Top five plants. I am already ashamed of this episode. Oh, man. Jesse, go ahead.
It'll be
fine.
What
happens when you start drinking again?
It's wine. It's like baby liquor.
So,
baby juice.
There's going to be a theme for mine. It's going to be fun. I'm going to start with basil. It's a delightful herb.
It is.
Just go the cooking route.
I'm sorry. I accidentally muted myself. Everyone else could hear you, but I couldn't. So please repeat.
He said basil.
Okay, basil. That's a good one. That's tasty.
That's a good herb.
That's a good herb. And I know it's all about choice. Good herb.
Hell yeah.
So we're just going to go to Shelby, who is, after celebrating her 1 year on the show, is now questioning why. Shelby, go ahead.
My life's choices led me here. The snapdragon flower, when it's alive, it looks like, it kind of looks like Lurantis, the Pokemon. Kind of looks like that. But, and when it dies, it dries up and folds in on itself and looks like a skull.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's hell a cool yeah. plant.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Hunter, I think you and I went a different direction with the assignment.
I also think so.
You want to go ahead and say what your first one is?
I'm going to start with Groot. is the best plant.
I mentioned Pokemon in my
He is okay, technically good. A plant.
Groot is a fictional flora could colossus. Be in there. The last of his kind. He speaks objectively perfect English because he says only three words and he never screws them up.
Nope. All kinds of combinations.
And this is just a brief plug here. That Guardians game is great, and it's on Game Pass. Like, if you have it, there's no reason you shouldn't try it.
Which is really,
it is a lot of fun.
Surprising, considering how much bad press the Avengers game got. That the that this
Guardians
game
is awesome.
Yeah.
There's no live service stuff. Also, it's all single player. Yeah, it's a really great story. It looks really good. Like, it looks incredible on the Series X. It plays really well. It's not like super intense gameplay. It's not super difficult or anything, but I didn't really want it to be. Like, it's just a good story and it's a lot of fun. If you like Guardians of the Galaxy at all or like any Marvel related stuff, you'll enjoy it. So Groot, first on my list.
I went similar with Hunter. And speaking of comic books, my first pick is Poison Ivy. Technically, she counts, I think, because she's got like chlorophyll in her blood or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's basically.
I don't think that's true. But, yeah. I'm still okay with it.
She's insanely attractive and also fights for Earth, so sort of in a way.
She'll never get me because I got these wax lips. You see, you just peel them off.
There was a dark period in her life where I think after she broke up with Harley Quinn, she joined up for Mr. Freeze in what was a really misguided attempt to combine two ideas into one. Where one person wanted to freeze the Earth and kill everything, and one person wanted to, whatever the hell people with plants do, plant it. I don't know.
How could she resist when he had such great pickup lines like "Ice to see you"?
You're not going to put me in the cooler. All right,
this
Lindsay.
This is a terrible film.
Lindsay, go. Well, you know what? It had its moments, and I'm trying to think of them.
Like the one where they reverse the footage just to have him come back out of the water and you can see the splash close up.
I was thinking of when they went to Mr. Freeze's secret lair and he's forcing his minions to watch, like, what is that movie called? Frosty the Snowman?
It's a year without a Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. Lindsay, your turn.
They willingly watched it because it's a good
Shannon,
special.
What about Bane?
Oh. Well, oh, Bane.
Let's
he was
what were
real
some of his
strong.
Classic lines?
He said Bane
like,
once
Bane.
Or twice. Yeah. Bane-lin. Also, Vivica A. Fox was there in Next to Nothing in a frozen room for no reason at all. I think her name was like Mrs. Chill or something. It was a complete waste of time. Anyway, Lindsay, go ahead. I'm done.
My first one is one that I've thought was cool since I was a little kid, and I'm still kind of amazed by them, but like giant lily pads. Like the ones that can hold like a full human.
Like, okay, they look like they can hold a full human, but they cannot.
There's pictures of people sitting in the center of them.
Yeah, but
whether
it's like,
it is photoshopped or not.
But it's people like Marco Stunt. It's so human-sized boy.
They're still really cool and massive. Someone's getting changed.
Maybe Glebs. I think Glebs has run its course.
Glebs has run its course. Yeah, that was a riff on a GIF that he posted. A riff on a GIF. All right. Well, Tanner is now officially the human-sized boy.
Oh, we definitely did the assignment wrong.
It's funny that's because okay. Hunter's a mountain-sized man. It's true.
Jesse, go ahead. Number two.
All right, my next one's going to be oregano.
Jesse is just making a pizza. Jesse's. I figured it out. Is this the vegetable wordle for the day?
I give you partial credit. We'll keep going. Oh. It'll get there.
He's making spaghetti sauce.
I'm so hungry at this point. All right. We're gonna move over to Shelby Chan. Well, number two.
The Purple Night Sky Flower. It's also called the Galaxy Flower.
I like that name.
Deep purple flower that has varying sizes of white flecks on it that look like stars and then on a night sky.
I'm looking that up right now because I'm kind of curious. Oh my God. I can't type the word. Hold on. Stop.
Can you type at all?
Vaguely. Holy shit, that is a pretty flower.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Holy.
That looks like Mandy Kennedy's 3DS. Or was that Shelby? I don't remember anymore.
No, Shelby doesn't got a 3DS.
Who the hell did the Galaxy 3DSs? Was that Mandy?
I thought it was Mandy.
I thought it was Galaxy.
Has a Galaxy print case for her Switch. Might be what you're thinking of.
Yeah, Shelby does also have Galaxy Joy-Cons for her Switch.
And pants, if I remember correctly.
Base pens.
I think they all three have those.
Yes,
Shelby has Galaxy mini things.
Space pants.
All right, Hunter.
Space fans.
Take it seriously.
I will not. Cactar is my next yes!
Damn it! Choice. Damn it. All right, hold on. All right,
Cactar,
go ahead.
Cactar is a Final Fantasy creature that looks like a cactus, but he's not, and he hurts. He is my next choice's favorite plant.
And in Final Fantasy 14, he runs the casino. I forget what the name of the casino is.
And has a monocle.
The Golden Saucer. Yeah, he's got a golden he's got a monocle, a little suit, and he dances around. Yeah. He's very cute. I've got a Cactar
with those needles too.
I got a Cactar around here somewhere. More needles.
You've got a little figure of one somewhere.
Cactar more needles than runs. San Francisco in the 80s. If you know what I mean.
Ouch.
Don't know where that joke came
from.
Throw the
pencil with the camera.
All right. My next pick before anybody takes it is the Fire Flower from Mario. It's the best.
Nice.
Good choice.
It's the best flower. Like, legitimately, when I was a kid and you would see that, because it was the flower, but like in the center was like the, I can't remember if it was multicolored or if it was just like.
It was red and then yellow and then the white with the little face.
Yeah, and it was it just really, really cool. And then, of course, you become Fire Mario, which is still the best Mario of all time. I used to think he was spitting the fire. He's actually throwing it.
Is he eating the flower or does he just, like, pick it up? Or does he just, like, touch it?
I'm pretty sure in the cartoon he actually picked the flower up and would use it as, like, a gun, basically. But I think in the game he just...
Yeah.
Touched it. Look, there were limitations at
the
time.
He absorbs it.
Yeah. But the Fire Flower was the first, like, power up in a video game I ever fell in love with. Of course, there was the mushroom, but, like, I was from the Dare era, so we didn't do shrooms. But Fire Flowers,
that's also a plant.
Yeah, but you don't smoke flowers. All right, moving on to Lindsay.
It's actually a fungus.
You don't smoke mushrooms either. What the hell?
Shannon is showing how little he
Tell
knows.
Tell me you've never done drugs without telling me you've never done drugs.
Well, see, he heard about this guy that he did one whole stick of marijuana.
He injected
a
whole marijuana.
It feels like an office bit. Do you think doing drugs is cool, Shannon? Do you think doing alcohol is cool?
Clearly.
How many pots have you smoking?
Wow.
I've only known one person that ever ate mushrooms, and it was Bob. All right, Lindsay.
My next one is my favorite flower, the Oriental Stargazer Lily. And it's just a lily, but it is like bright pink, and as the petals go out, it gets paler, and it has like dark pink speckles all over it, and I like it.
Hearing them talk about their love of actual plants makes me feel worse about the fact that I did no research into actual plants.
I 100% could have I could have done 5 real ones. I did not, and I feel no remorse in any way whatsoever.
I 100% said I was fine with fictional stuff.
All right. The moment that Lindsay said this is what we were doing, I said, all right, but I'm going to get real stupid with it.
And like, I
was upfront about how this was going to go.
It's okay. Before we started, I was asking him, so how silly are you guys going to get? Are you going to say Mr. Burns' power plant? The recycling plant?
No, these are real plants. The fire flower is a plant.
That would have been close.
That old grandma in the wrestling arena that they beat up, but it's actually just like
the stunt granny
wrestler. She knows how to take the hits. Yeah, she's a plant.
Yeah.
She's an audience plant.
That's, Lindsay, in wrestling, a plant is someone that the company puts in the audience to project the emotions that the company wants to project. All right, let's go to
Jesse.
I think
Bob took that bit better than anybody else, the whole, you know, oh, tell somebody, I know it, but explain it to Bob, because you explain it to Bob, and then Bob goes, all right, good, Shan, do we have any more questions about that? Or
Bob talks to you a lot more than he talks to anyone else. All right, let's keep it going. Because when I talk to Bob, it's like one-word answers. It's like trying to talk to, like, women or plants. I don't know.
Careful.
I don't know. Jesse, go ahead.
All right, my next one's going to be parsley.
Making a fucking pizza. I'm telling you. It's happening.
Jesse, is your last one going to be a pepperoni plant?
Spaghetti sauce.
Pepperoni plant.
Oh.
All right. Well,
there's.
So we've already got appreciating plants.
There's a story behind that. My dad had me convinced growing up that there was a pepperoni plant because I told him I wanted to turn vegetarian and he knew how much I liked pizza. So he told me that there was a pepperoni plant, therefore I could keep eating pizza. My dad was a real bastard. I planted a series of pepperoni in the backyard and nothing came from it. Nothing.
Did you put them right beside his Newport plants?
No, if you started burying his Newports, he would have shot him.
Same crop. Like.
It was on the same farm that my dad used to take the cats when we got a new one. Oh. Let's go to Shelby.
A braided money tree plant.
That sounds delicious. I'm going to look that up.
I don't know what that is.
That's fake. Money doesn't even grow on trees. No, that's fake. I'm right.
Yeah, it doesn't give you money, but it looks really cool because there's like multiple little trees in a plant, and when it grows, they have the trunks grow in such a way that they either braid.
Oh, that's so cool.
Themselves. Yeah.
That's really neat looking.
Hold on.
It's super neat.
I'm looking at it.
I like it.
That is a cool looking plant. I didn't mean to cut the show down so quickly. Wait, is this muted again? No, okay.
You're good, you're good.
Still good.
Hunter, really quick, breaking news. There's a film coming out called Being Mortal by, I believe, Aziz Ansari is doing it. And it had its production halted today because of accusations against an actor on set that has halted production. Everyone assumed it was...
Was it Aziz?
No, that was the assumption. Guess who it is?
Okay.
Bill Murray.
I have no
idea
who's in it, so I don't know. No!
Oh!
Pointing. Here, all right, you want to hear something sad and kind of... Not controversial, it's sad. I can't act like I'm all that surprised. I really can't. He's been at it too long, and the way that he interacts with people and the way we've seen him interact with people, I feel like this was just a matter of time, man.
That's...
I don't want to believe it because, of course, I don't want to believe it because I love Bill Murray. I can't act like...
Yeah.
You said that with the same energy as he made Thriller.
He made
Thriller.
So but, yeah, I did this. I mean, what did Bill Murray do?
Well, they don't know yet. So there's an...
good, apparently.
Yeah, there's a complaints against him lobbied on the set of a movie called Being Mortal, which is being done by Aziz Ansari. And they halted production, suspended it, and they're figuring out where to go from here. Everyone assumed it was Aziz Ansari because, you know, the accusations against him a couple years ago. But it turns out it was not him. It just leaked about 30, 40 minutes ago that it was actually Bill Murray. They don't know what the accusations are yet. But it was enough that it suspended the entire production. So we will see in the next coming days. So, anyway, Hunter.
Shame.
Your turn.
Audrey 2.
Damn it!
Is my yes. next choice. Nice.
I have that pop.
Feed me, Seymour.
Hey, did you? I was the understudy for the Audrey 2 in the musical I did in college.
Yeah. I desperately wish I'd had a chance to be a part of some kind of production with that, because that would have been fun. To date, I have only done a couple of musicals, and I wish they were ones I liked better. That's not true. I like Guys and Dolls a lot. I enjoyed being in that one. Oklahoma, that's the first one I did, though, so you kind of got your foot in the door somewhere. Yeah, but yeah, there are a lot of musicals since then that I have seen and become aware of that I'm like, oh, why not me?
I
was in my prime, and not now.
I want to do Phantom of the Opera. I don't care what part it is. If I could be a part of some stage play of Phantom of the Opera, I'd be very, very happy. But yeah, they even did the alternate ending for the music. Well, I guess it's the actual ending.
It's the best ending. Yeah. The music. So the musical, that's the actual ending.
Right.
They filmed the movie.
But then they didn't.
And test audiences hated it. Yeah. So they. I think they only did it. I'm pretty sure on the DVD. Because I think we have the DVD. You can watch the alternate ending, like what they did of it, but yeah. Yep. It's the better ending anyway. Like that movie should not end, or that story should not end on the like corny upbeat. And they all lived happily. No.
And you know who was in that movie? Bill Murray.
Rick Moranis. Oh, well, that's true too. Yeah.
All right.
In together.
What's that?
Ghostbusters 2.
Yes. And 1.
Wait, what?
Well, who are you talking about? All right, next one.
Just go on.
My next one are the Killer Tomatoes from Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
But Shanna, tomatoes are a fruit.
It's still a plant. God damn it.
I guess that's true. It wasn't. Just
grab the bookcase.
God damn it.
Well, no, I guess by that measure, the tomato itself is not a plant. It's the fruit of a plant.
Oh, shut up, Jesse. It's the killer tomato.
Almost plant?
Yeah, make your pizza sauce now, pizza boy. Can't be done.
What a stupid idea for a film and a cartoon, and I love both of them. George Clooney was in that one. All right, Lindsay, go ahead. Number 3.
My next one is called Lamb's Ear. It is a ground covering that has soft, fuzzy leaves, and it will not survive well here because our weather is too humid.
I just want you guys to know that it may not seem like I'm paying attention when you guys say these, but I'm looking up every single plant you'd say because I want to see them. So.
Yep.
Oh,
no, I
feel like I recognize this one.
I was fascinated with it when I was little because I'm like, the plant is fuzzy and I just want to pet it.
You say this isn't around here? Because I could have sworn I've seen this plant somewhere.
It is, but it doesn't survive well in humidity. Like, it rots really fast.
What were you going to say, Shelby?
You'll see it a lot inside homes around here. Like, people use it as an accent plant with other plants that don't need as much water to keep it from getting all moldy.
That's probably what I'm thinking of. Yeah, because I've definitely seen that plant before, for sure. I can see where it gets the name, too. That's very strange. All right, Jesse, go ahead. Number 4.
All right. Number 4 is going to be rosemary. All right, so that is the end of this bit. If you take those equal parts of those 4 seasoning or herbs, and if you're feeling fancy, maybe add a little bit of thyme, that makes an Italian seasoning. You can put it in a pasta sauce. You can put it in a pizza sauce. Any red sauce really is going to be fine. Any Italian dish, it's a delicious combination.
This spice hunter, popular on Italian dishes.
This has been
dishes.
Cooking with Jesse.
Cooking with Kimball.
If you go reaching for that Italian seasoning.
Cooking with Kimball.
Cooking with the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Well, Jesse, your new YouTube cooking channel, Cooking with Kimball.
I was waiting on Sage to get mentioned because I also briefly thought this was a Simon and Garfunkel bit. Like, I really thought that's where he was going with it.
That would have been a good
twist. He did everything but Sage, and I really thought, oh, he's gonna swerve me on this one.
that would have been a good direction to take it, but no, I wanted to do Italian seasoning.
All right, Shelby, save this.
Caladium's Pink Splash. This is basically a elephant ear plant that is very bright pink or red. It's got like either dark green or light green veins going through it.
They're very cool looking.
Very pretty version of an elephant ear. One that I find more visually appealing than most elephant ears.
How do you spell that first one? Because I looked up pink. Oh, there it is. Okay, I see it. Because I looked up pink splash, and there's so many different ones. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like watermelon, essentially.
Yes, it really does.
Shannon, it's a watermelon plant.
That looks delicious. I wish watermelons grew on plants. That'd be fantastic.
Shannon, I have great news.
I'm growing some.
Oh, in the legendary garden in the back?
Right now, they're in my greenhouse inside.
You could save 15% on your car insurance by switching to Geico.
I'll tell you what I did switch to today. I started a week of that HelloFresh thing, and it should be here on the 4th. I want to try it. Because I want to eat healthier and get healthier, and I don't have time or patience to prepare my own meals. So I'll just, like everything else in life, I'll let someone else decide what I'm doing. And it's...
still have to prepare those meals.
The ones I'm getting, I'm pretty sure you just throw in the oven and cook.
I thought the HelloFresh... Well, I don't know. I don't know what the different tiers are.
We'll find out together.
Everything I've seen for HelloFresh, it gives everything is proportioned, but you still have to cook it.
That's fine.
Shannon got to open a box with a bunch of bags and go, "What the fuck is this?
I paid $600 for this."
He's just eating the cheese out of the bag. Like,
so
fuck it, man.
The promotion that they had is when you go to the thing, it says meals starting as low as $3.99 a piece. I don't know what tier that was because none of the tiers that I was optioned for had that price. I got my first 8 meals for $50-something. And normally it's 100. So we will see. The problem, like I was telling Lindsay, is that it arrives on May 4th. The way that they do it is you get charged weekly and you get the meals planned ahead of time. So if I want to try it before I keep going, I'm going to have like gaps where I restart it. And that kind of sucks. But you know, nature of the beast, I suppose. I'll give it a try. Why not?
I mean, $7 a meal isn't terrible.
Well, you know, except it's 100 for normal price. So it equals out to about, I did the
it's
math.
It's taking
that's like
out
14
the
to 15.
Think work, though. He's just got to pick what he wants. And...
Yeah, because whenever I eat dinner, it's always like, okay, what pizza can I order? Or, you know, this way it's healthier, and all the reviews said it's amazing. We'll see what happens. This episode is not brought to you by HelloFresh, by the way. They wouldn't touch this podcast.
I'm doing it because I'm picky as fuck.
Yeah, Hunter.
Yeah, honestly, I do think that it'll be good at the very, like, if nothing else, maybe it'll give you some confidence to try cooking yourself. Because cooking is fun. It's pretty easy.
Lindsay will cook it.
Or,
all right, Hunter, your turn.
We all know I will be cooking it.
Number 4 is Bellsprout. Pokemon. Hey. Jesse, do you love me, brother?
Be strong for mother. Be strong.
It's like the only thing I remember Bellsprout for. He's just the other head in that Doduo fusion. I just put it in the text only for me.
Be strong for mother.
That's the main reason I wanted to do it too, because I knew that Jesse would shoot his pants
before.
Yes.
It's one of, like, the first time I saw that, I was absolutely dying.
Oh, yeah, man. No, Jesse, like, died 100%.
That little face.
Be strong for mother.
Be strong for mother. There he goes.
Oh, God damn it. It's so great. You said you had posted the text chat. I had to go look at it again. Oh, that's good shit.
Why have we not invited Steven onto this show more so we could go into full Steven panic laughing mode?
It's just like...
Because he wouldn't register half the time on the mic.
That's true. That is very true.
I'm not going to lie to you. That's one of the main things I'm looking forward to tomorrow night is just sending Steven into convulsions.
My next pick, we'll get this over quick. It's also the piranha plant from Mario Brothers. You can't have one without the other.
Just go ahead and wipe that off the list.
Yeah.
I had the fire flower too. I put a bunch of them on here just to have options.
The piranha plant comes out of the pipe. Sometimes it'll come out even if you get close to it. That's the dangerous one. Some spit fire.
You gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful around those goddamn things.
Some of them say BRB and that's be right back, but some of them say BRB and that's be ready, bitch. And you just never know which one it's going to be.
All right, Lindsay, what's your pipe color?
What?
Well, because depending on the color of the pipe is the, also the way that the piranha plant operates.
Yes.
If it's red, it goes faster.
Oh, like this bit is continuing.
Okay. My next one is one of my favorite kinds of tree, a weeping willow.
Oh, I do like weeping willows.
The whomping willow.
Yes.
It's just me and you, Jesse. Well, Shelby probably
does. The weeping cherries.
Yes, my parents have a weeping cherry tree in the yard. The wind, yeah, the it's right outside my old bedroom window where the swimming pool used to be.
The Queen.
This is
my ladies and gentlemen.
I liked that band in the 90s. You guys remember the cherry weeping trees?
Yes. Val Venus was a fan of them.
The choppy choppy anyway.
All right, Jesse, you've already used all of your Italian seasoning. So,
all right, my last one's actually a serious one. It's the White Lotus.
Okay,
it's just it's a pretty plant, and then also Avatar: The Last Airbender. There's a connection there, but either way, it's still just a cool plant. Like, it looks cool. It's one of the Fibonacci plants, and I like those a lot.
Is pretty.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that one. White Lotus. Absolutely. Shelby.
I got stuck between two. The Carasula umbrella or the Borage blue flower. So the Carasula umbrella literally looks like an umbrella where the edges have kind of curled, or like a lily pad where it's curled all funny. And it has a stem that comes out with a bunch of pink buds that grow off of it. It's really pretty looking. And then the Borage blue is just a really beautiful blue flower. That blue is a really rare color in nature.
Mm. Yes.
To most people other than me. But it's like just a really, really pretty blue flower.
Nice. I like blue flowers for sure. God, I hate how everything I say sounds mildly sarcastic, and I don't mean it to
be. It doesn't.
All right.
I didn't
take that as sarcastic.
I hear it in my own voice. Like, when I talk, I get a bad habit nowadays. I apologize after I say anything, because I'm like, I know that sounded insincere. And they're like, no, it's fine. I'm like, no, I know me. And it was definitely insincere. All right. Hunter.
Well, as long as you know.
Last here's one. Here's all the dumb shit I didn't mention. The Great Deku Tree from Legend of Zelda. It's all greens that you use to get chocobos. Jesse will like this one. The Black Lotus from Magic the Gathering. Swamp Thing.
I was actually wondering if somebody was going to mention Swamp Thing.
And the green herbs from Resident Evil. Those are all the stupid ones I didn't mention, but I'm going to actually put one in here to end this, a real one. I do love a good Japanese maple. And that's going to be my real one. It's one of the few
red leaves.
Well, you will get to see one tomorrow. We have one in our front yard. We had one at the house that we were renting before we moved into our current house that we own. And it was like one of the only things that I really loved about like maintaining the yard. Because I mean, we were renting it. You don't do too much in the way of landscaping, you know. But there was one that was already out there. And I was like, I'm looking up things like, how do I keep this thing alive? How do I make it awesome, you know? So when we moved over here and we were changing out some of the landscaping, one of the things I was like, we got to have a Japanese maple. And so I was like, all right, you know, I love those. And I have like protected it with my freaking life, like in terms of... It, like, she does most of the landscaping stuff, and I just help her maintain and do whatever she tells me to do. That's the one thing that I'm like, okay, but the maple's good, right? Like, it's still okay? It's doing well? All right. Okay.
Yeah, because those ones get, like, bright, bright red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to be fair, this one, it's still kind of young, so it's not super big, and it still only has a brief window of time that it's super bright most years. But it does, it's starting to get its color back right now, and it does maintain it really well. So, I do love that.
I also have a normal one for my ending. Mine's really basic. Mine's incredibly simple, but I can't think of any flower that means more to me than a simple red rose. Red roses to me are just the top of the flower hierarchy. They are romantic. They're beautiful. I love the look, the shape. I almost put Tuxedo Mask red rose specifically. But I went with red roses just in it. And then I almost said, like, oh, a black rose because of my broken heart. But I thought Shut up, DX. So I went with a red rose instead. Hunter got that.
I understood that reference.
Yeah, thank you. So that is my last pick as a red rose. It's basic. It's classy. It's beautiful. It's sweet. All right, Lindsay, last one. Be better.
My last one I'm picking partly because Mom always had them in the house. They're helpful. And the texture of their leaves is just cool.
Pseudo willow.
Aloe.
Oh, yeah.
Aloe.
I like watching the videos of like the speed like coring of aloe.
Yeah.
Just like slap it with fucking knives.
The houseplant never got that big. They were just like little ones you could break it off and just squeeze out what you need when you burn yourself. But yeah, the giant ones that they just like peel and pull all the stuff out, that's just cool.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, one of my coworkers is bringing me some aloe starts, so we'll have aloe growing in the house soon.
Ooh.
Along with my
there's
million
so
other
many
plants
in the art room right now.
I kind of figured that.
I like a good aloe lotion.
Well, they come aloe's from aloe shit. Plants.
Yeah, you can literally just take that shit out and like grind it up and like that's the
yep.
Well,
that's the shit.
Jesse, much like the food that's coming, I'll just have Lindsay grind it for me and create the lotion. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight here on Podzilla After Dark. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. What's your favorite plants? Tell us.
You can't do it now. We got to do it later.
You got to do it later. It's not how the internet works.
Please tell us.
Yeah, you're not, but that's fine. Actually, I'm going to put out a request right now. I want Ciro Viegas and Zane Laney and Derek Boxdorfer to tell me what their favorite plants are. And if you don't do that, I can't even make threats because then people will actually like check on my welfare. All right, so that's going to do it for us tonight. We're going to be back next week with all new episodes. Tomorrow we may or may not have a No Turning Back depending on how brave I am. Next week we'll have all new episodes though, including we're continuing the Star Wars saga, Hunter, with Dawn of Defiance. We're in the closing moments.
We're definitely in the final episode. Jaws of the Sarlacc continues. This is very, I think, the very first time in a year and a half of this campaign that we had to split a combat into two episodes.
Yeah,
we got through five rounds of combat the other night.
Too chicken to just run through enemies and take opportunity.
Jesse,
to take attacks
when we were playing, we got about 40 minutes into it, and Hunter was like, "Okay, that's the end of round one," and I was like, "That's the end of round one of combat."
Jesse, they're fighting Vader, man. I mean, I'm just gonna spoil it. What do you want me to do?
But the Sex Imperial. Oh, I can't say what happened to the Sex Imperial.
He ain't even in the module anyway.
And you can't beat
that
him.
Shit up.
That's starting to feel like it. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about all that. Tanner's almost dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The tractor beams, we have to keep active. We only have one.
I'm going to say this here because I don't know if he'll listen to it, but I think it'll be funny if he does. And it's not insulting anyway. But I don't think Tanner ever really has figured out that, like, Jedi are not very common at this time. So every time he busts that lightsaber out, I'm like, it's just like, he's like Tupac, all eyes on me. Like, everybody is coming at you now.
Yeah, Tanner.
Because they all want you dead.
He thought it would be a good idea to rush right up to Vader, right in the middle of all the strongest enemies on the board and take them all on at once. And I get it. He's a hero character. That's what a hero would do. That's what a Jedi would do. He would rush in. Tanner's playing it well. But
he was very upset about getting hurt, and I was like, oh, come on, man.
It's Vader.
Come on.
Anyway. Yeah.
Is
the scariest fucking like lightsaber wielder.
I'm just proud that Cody had good roles.
He's in his prime. That's Vader in his prime. Yeah.
You guys, nobody caught the Easter egg either. I'm not going to say it, though. I'll tell you after show because I'm curious to see if anybody catches it.
I definitely did. All right. So we also...
Now I have to go back and listen again.
We'll have an all-new Pro Wrestling Unscripted next week. We didn't do one this week because, honestly, just I was tired. I had a very busy day. My job is very demanding sometimes. And I was very tired, so we didn't do it last week.
But 12-hour shift.
12-hour shift. Putting out fires. Anyway. And putting out fires where I am could be trouble. Next week, all new episodes. We're out of here until then. For myself, for Jesse, for Lindsay, for Shelby, for Hunter, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Shelby, plant us out.
I have so many plants, and I'm going to get so many more.
And you can thank the Reverend Jesse Jackson for that. Later.
Hey, Jim.